Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
You want to get into it now? Yeah. Why? Okay, so I owe Robbie $100 for the Robbie Fund?
Apparently.
Is that right, Dylan? Can you confirm that you've done it?
I watched... what the heck's it called?
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I watched Dirty Dancing.
You did it?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, it was. I watched it last night.
So for those that don't know the backstory, Dylan has never seen a movie that everybody has seen. Dirty Dancing, Pretty Woman, Titanic. What were some of the other ones? You've Got Mail.
Yeah, and you name it. I don't know.
Sleepless in Seattle.
None of them.
You've just never seen any of those good romantic movies. The Notebook, that's the only one you've seen.
Oh, I love The Notebook, too.
And so we said, you know what, Dylan? If you watch Dirty Dancing, we'll put a hundred. It was Michelle first that said she'd give $100 to the Robbie Fund, and I said that I'd match it.
Right.
All right, so I don't know if Michelle backed out because you didn't do it last weekend, but you did it just this week. Oh, now we've got into that. You just did it on the past, just the yesterday or the day before.
Yesterday.
You watched Dirty Dancing. Because I messaged you last night and said, hey, did you watch Dirty Dancing? I didn't get a response.
Right.
So you're waiting for the big reveal?
Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah.
And?
I watched it.
What did you think?
What a creepy show.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I found it really creepy.
Did you watch it alone or watch it with your girlfriend?
Just myself.
Just yourself. Yeah. By yourself, you watched Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just, like... I was trying to follow along.
Okay.
I was also on Instagram, I'll be honest, right?
Oh, you got to watch.
No, I was. Was he not like a camp counselor kind of thing that was like taking advantage of someone that was younger?
No, he was like the dance instructor at the camp.
It seemed like he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing with this girl.
We never really focused on the age gap, right?
It seemed like there was
that
one, and I don't really know what it was.
The youngest daughter in a family comes to this summer camp.
It felt creepy
and
weird.
But it's not a kid's summer camp. It's like a family summer vacation, right?
It just felt like he was much older or in a position of power, and he shouldn't be taking advantage of somebody when they're in a position of power.
Right. So Dirty Dancing would be canceled in 2023.
Well, I was watching it a little bit uncomfortable, and I'm like, okay, and then all of a sudden they're dancing, and you could tell when they were dancing, like kind of doing the warm-up to the dance.
Yeah.
This guy's really seen something in this young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, geez, that's not good. Like, imagine if you were sending your kid to a dance instructor, and this is how he's treated.
This is Dylan's review of Dirty Dancing 20 years later. Okay,
yeah. Now, soundtrack was awesome. Had a real good, loved that. And some of the dancing was for sure fun. But I'm going to tell you right now, maybe you remember it back, like there's hardly any dialogue or story. It's basically just good music and a lot of like little dances that happen here and there. But there's not a lot of...
It's a coming of age story. A girl blossoming into
a
woman.
I hope she was of age.
Jeez.
Dear God, I don't know. But like, so yeah, I watched it and like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't a bad movie, but I didn't get, like, there wasn't very much dialogue. There wasn't very much talking that was going on between any of the characters. It was like...
It's about the upper class
there was
and the
a girl
lower class
who got pregnant,
love.
And I think they were trying to get an abortion for
the abortion storyline's a little uncomfortable.
Really? Yeah, at the beginning, because they didn't want anything to do. And
they put the baby in the corner. Is that...
I don't even know why baby was in the corner. It was a very weird thing. They were at a
banquet.
Her
dad was overbearing and not
then
allowing
he comes
her to
back.
Grow up. And yes,
he comes back and he was kicked out of the camp. But he said he comes back, steals the microphone from performers, and then says, "Listen, he Kanye West before Kanye West did." He comes back, he steals the mic, and says, "I always close the dance." And then there was a dance.
But he was being unfairly persecuted by the rich, by the upper class. He didn't do any of it. It was that scummy sleazeball.
Yeah, but
that
the whole thing,
liked.
The reason he couldn't say he was doing anything because he's with the young daughter. That's why everyone kicked him out because he couldn't come true and what was really happening.
I don't remember this part, but somebody is saying it does say in the beginning that she was 18. It's like they did that in rewrites.
Oh, okay.
Well, you better put that in.
Just because 18, it just seemed like there's quite the difference and he was in a position of power he took advantage of.
Okay.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. Good soundtrack. Okay, movie.
So that's what you got from Dirty Dancing.
What the hell was I supposed to get from it?
He took advantage of a young girl.
Jeez. It seemed that way.
That's super Dirty Dancing.
It was. It took advantage
it's
of
wrong
her.
Wrong dancing
there,
is
there
what it
was
is.
An abortion, and he stole a mic from performers. honestly, not much else happened.
But it was for the moment.
Oh, so he could have his moment?
And then they did the dance and
that's
the lift.
Shot.
Did it finally work?
Right, of course, the lift. We're all so proud. We're all so happy for the lift. While they were practicing practically naked in a lake... When he fell in love with the young girl. How old was he is what I want to know.
Okay.
Listen.
You just ruined it for everybody.
I really thought you'd Here's a text message. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Dylan is right.
I'm telling you. It wasn't the love story you thought. Watch it now and just open your eyes.
Damn.
It was interesting.
Yeah, you might be right.
But I did watch it.
Okay.
So you owe $100.
I'll gladly pay $100 for that awakening. I'm never watching that movie again. We can't support that damn movie.
I didn't want to.
All right.
Pepper and Dylan. Kiss 91.7.
For now, what we can share with you is a great moment in Pepper and Dylan show history. The show is getting a truck.
Now, explain show truck.
We have a show truck. We have always wanted a show truck. We now have show truck. So my parents, right? My mom's 79. My dad's 83. They're getting a new car. Mm-hmm. They're buying actually my ex-wife's car. So dad's truck, dad's Toyota Tacoma. It's a real beater, you guys. It's like 20 years old, 23 years old.
Right.
He's giving it to me. Well, I'm supposed to buy it, but I'll wait him out.
Come on, give him a few bucks.
So I'm getting this truck. Right, because I'm always, we always have to call up a friend. Know a friend who has a truck. Hey, can I borrow your truck? This truck. Oh, no, I don't trust you to drive my truck. This is going to be the show truck.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it for your use, Dylan, if you do yard work.
Sure.
Robbie, your use if you need to go to the dump.
Oh, the dump.
Right? But it's for anybody's
use. Brand new TV. Oh, I can't get it in my car.
Exactly. Bought a couch. You can use our show truck for a donation to the Robbie Fund.
But, I mean, wait. Whoa.
To do so. Yeah, you got to move this week. Pat, you're talking about moving, right?
Yeah.
Need the truck?
I would, yeah.
Donate money to the Robbie Fund. You can use the truck to help you move.
Smart.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
right? Good. We'll just park it right there. You just drive into our parking lot, pick up show truck.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Leave the keys on the top of the tire?
Yeah, you bet.
We'll get a lockbox.
I don't know how we're going to do it exactly. Right? I don't know what the insurance situation is. We'll figure all that out as we go.
Doesn't sound
ideal. I don't know how you prevent some shifty, ne'er-do-well from stealing it. But the kernel of the idea is there. Mm-hmm. And think about how that would help out the Robbie Fund. Right?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Donate $50 to the Robbie Fund. You've got a truck to help you move.
Right? What happens when you need the truck on the same day?
Well, we'll have a schedule. You've got to buy a bunch of lumber, right? You ever try to put a lumber in your Prius, Dylan?
I have.
Hanging out the end with that flag on the back.
It's not ideal.
You can't do that.
No, it's tough.
We've got a show truck for that.
Yeah. Makes sense. A sheet of plywood.
There you go.
I just see it going bad.
Why? Come on, there's a bright side to this. It's going to be so helpful for so many people. Show truck.
Yeah, no, I get it. Everyone loves a truck. Everyone needs a truck. Right? I get it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's companies that do this. They're rental places.
Oh, you know how they get you. You know? I rented a truck last weekend. I needed a truck.
Perfect.
So I rented a truck. Thought I got a good deal. You know what happened? Huh. They charged me $3.80 for gas.
You got to fill up the gas.
I thought I did. I thought I did. When I was going to drop off the truck, I knew, you fill it up with gas. You don't let them do it. Mm-hmm. So I went to the gas station. I filled it with gas, and it was only, I think, $8.08.
Right.
I thought, that's odd for a big truck like this. But the gas gun snapped off.
So you just...
It said it was full.
You didn't fill it at all.
So I returned it to the car rental place, and then I got the bill the next day.
Right.
I had to pay $3 a liter for gas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are they going for gas, by the way? God damn it, get a Costco card. Does the Enterprise not know that gas is cheaper around the corner?
That's how they get you, because someone's got to do it.
Got me. Anyway, but
so are we going to do the same thing? If they don't fill up with gas, we got to charge them? How are you going to? Are we taking credit cards?
We'll do a lot of honor system with this.
This is bad.
Mm. Break your legs.
Yeah, I guess.
It would just show that,
Brad's going to be busy.
We'll trust people. We're nice enough to lend you our truck.
Yeah.
The least you can do is not steal it.
I know. You get a speeding ticket, you crash the thing.
Well, we'll have it marked down that you got a speeding ticket.
Right, and then if you crash it?
Well, don't.
Okay.
Try not to.
Because then your insurance rates are going to go up, someone's texting.
They say
it's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea. Don't be that person that pokes holes in something else.
Awesome. Why?
Be the person who plugs holes.
That person that's poking the holes, they're on your team. They're trying to help you protect yourself.
Well, I just think that, I've been begging to borrow trucks from friends for so long That I'm finally at the place now where I don't have to.
But do you realize it's going to be a full-time job that you're going to have to come down here, hand them a key, look at their license, take their registration.
You're doing that thing where you're warning me, and I'm going to say you were right, Dylan.
Right.
And I'm not paying attention. I'm not heeding your warning
right?
in any way.
It's going to be, and every Saturday, you're like, I got three people coming this Saturday. All I wanted to do was go out with the family, but yeah, I can't.
But I got to sit at work and wait for them to arrive. That,
and then come back.
This text makes a good point, though.
What?
They're going to have to leave their vehicle to take the truck.
Collateral!
So they give you their keys.
Yes, exactly.
But you're going to have to be on site.
Well, we'll figure out, like you said, yeah, a lockbox or something.
Yeah, okay, but they come, they got to throw their keys in a lockbox. They don't have to.
We got cameras.
Listen, these people are trying to help.
Okay, so Dylan's named one problem. Pat, can you name one problem with this idea?
One problem besides them stealing it? What if the truck breaks down and they're stranded?
Yeah, who's on the hook if it breaks down?
Because the person driving it
is 23 years old.
Yeah, so, guys, you got to change the oil before you take it back. Bring it back, okay?
Right.
This one's got it's got cigarette burns in the interior.
Sure.
It only has like the AM radio works. You can't even see what channel you're on the radio because the light's burnt out. She's a real beaut, you guys.
Yeah. That's the truck that everyone needs when you need to move something. The truck you don't care about. The truck that if you dent the box, you're like, whoa, but nobody says anything.
Right.
Of course, that's what you need.
Yeah.
There's a police officer somewhere shaking their head.
This is a bad idea.
Of course. Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I wish the best for you.
I'm not getting it for about 3 weeks, but once I get it, we'll have the whole plan figured out. I just think this is a really great idea.
Why not?
Right? Oh, man, can I borrow a truck? Oh, I heard. It's a great promotional idea. Mm-hmm. It's marketing, Dylan.
Right.
Oh, you know what I heard the other day on the radio? Some guy's letting you drive his truck. And they're like, really? That's so stupid.
Yeah, yes, but what happens when this gets out? To the people that hate the Pepper and Dylan show, and they just slash the tires. They're like, I'm going to take this and
crash it. My dad just put new tires on it.
Yeah.
Well, they could do that anyway. Oh. 5915 Gateway Boulevard. All our vehicles are in the parking lot.
True.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on KISS 91.7.
Dylan's been right a lot here this morning. And it hurts, but
it's feeling good over here.
I know when to admit that I was wrong. Apparently, me using fiance sparingly is very disrespectful for the most part. We had a tidal wave of people. Mm-hmm. Many of them are at work now and can't answer their phone. Which, what kind of job is that you can't take personal calls while you're at work? And that said, like, once you get engaged, once there's a ring on a finger, you are no longer, like, it's disrespectful.
It would be the same as, and this is, you can't wrap your head around it, it'd be the same as me saying I'm single.
Because you have a girlfriend?
Yeah. I'm not going around saying I'm single anymore because I have a girlfriend.
Well, no, when I say I have a girlfriend, I'm attached.
Yeah, but it's the same idea. Like, you're going back a level.
Fiancé just has, like, it sounds like it's a French word, right? It's got some French origin to it. It sounds fancy. It sounds like.
It is fancy.
I can only say fiancé when I'm at a ball.
No.
Yeah? Like, it's a special occasion word. It's how I treat it, right?
It's the only word that you can use. I have a fiancé. Until you have a wife. That's it.
And then I no longer have the fiance. Exactly. Well, yeah, once we're husband and wife, right. I wouldn't call her my fiance.
Never would you. But it would be an insult, would it not?
I just like to use it for, you know, this is my, I'll always introduce her as my fiance.
Mm.
But I just find it's easier to just go, my girlfriend, when I'm referencing it real quick, you know?
It's not good and people aren't happy.
Like, my girlfriend, she's into feet too. You know, that kind of thing?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. Uh-huh. When I like to slide one in real quick.
Right.
Who's this, Robbie?
This is Erica.
Erica says there are exceptions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What are the exceptions, Erica?
Well, for me and my fiance, we never ended up getting married. So we were technically engaged for over 12 years, but we've got kids together. We've got a house together. So for us, I refer to him as either my boyfriend or my husband type person.
My husband type person. Ah. But technically you're still engaged, correct? Like you didn't call off the engagement.
We didn't call off the engagement, but we also probably won't get married. We don't really have any intentions. We're not planning a wedding anymore.
I just never got around to it, Dylan.
Never got around to it.
Right. So if they never got around to it, they're engaged because it happened 12 years ago, but then life got busy. They had kids, houses, and went, we don't really
still a fiance.
Is she still the fiance?
Absolutely.
Okay. So for the rest of time, you can be a fiance.
Yeah. The fiance is the transitional period between girlfriend and wife.
And wife, but they're never going to get married.
Yeah, so you're forever a fiance.
But there's no end date.
F- forever a fiance until something happens. Either they break up or they get married.
Or they die.
But now we're common law, right? So we're common law.
Oh, so you are married then, I guess, technically,
So we're kind of married, but we also, you know, boyfriend just feels a little bit more fun, a little bit more spicy.
It's playful. When I say girlfriend, it's like it still sounds honeymoon phase-ish.
Right.
Exactly.
You know? We're still a little wild and hot to trot.
Will you call her girlfriend once she's your wife?
No, of course not. I'll call her my wife.
No, see? Then that's what you're doing right now.
Or my little kitten.
What? That's your what?
I'm workshopping it.
That's your
she doesn't
name?
Love it.
My little kitten?
When she comes out, I'm like, hey, here's my little kitten.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
She's cute like a kitten. Furry too, Dylan.
Really?
No, she's not.
I'm not going to tell you what you can and cannot call your special loved one.
Mm-hmm. She uses a lot of toilet paper like a kitten.
You're really airing a lot about her right now. How much?
Oh, I love her to death. She's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Why
the
so much
greatest
toilet
thing?
Paper?
That I, like I told you yesterday, Dylan, we're so gross together.
Yeah. But
like,
why?
I love you all the time. Okay, like we say, I love you 1,000 times a day. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how happy I am in this relationship.
Right.
But she does use a lot of toilet paper. I've noticed the consumption has grown greatly since I started.
I think you use too little.
3 squares.
Yeah, maybe that's why you waddle.
That must be why.
Megan, he is your fiancé. You are fiancés, but there's no wedding in sight. There's no plans for a wedding, but you did get engaged. So you're saying she's a fiancé for life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be.
I'm sorry, Megan. You got to call him your fiancé or else you're slapping him in the face.
But they do live to common law, you know.
Figuratively.
Your situation is very specific.
Okay.
But in general, the rule remains.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fiancé. Yeah. Okay. Love you, Megan. And you're, I believe, boyfriend, girlfriend. Very playful. Very fun.
Very
cute. Yeah. Okay. See you later, Megan.
Okay.
All right.
This says, I hate when my fiancé calls me his girlfriend. He's never called me his fiancé and neither says girlfriend or wife. I always call him my fiancé and the wedding is this summer and then he will be my husband.
But I'm thinking, I can't remember a time that she's ever referred to me as her fiancé.
She's probably trying to hide it still.
She's not as proud, is she?
Possibly.
Anytime she introduces me, I think she just says, and this is Rob.
Yeah.
I don't have a title.
Maybe.
Well, this is Rob.
Don't look into that too much.
Oh, too late, Dylan. Now I am. Now the wheels are. Okay, but what about common law partners?
Yeah.
Because they're not married, but they're, you know, for all intents and purposes, everything they are is
I think that's
married.
Where partner comes from. So I don't know.
Are they not husband and wife?
I don't.
If they're common law?
I don't know.
They're not. So are they boyfriend and girlfriend? They're not a gay.
Yeah, I don't know what
they're not married. They're living together for all intents and purposes. They're married for the rest of their lives.
Partners.
But they're not married. They're just partners.
I think so.
So this is my partner? What are they, police? Yeah.
No, what?
A law firm?
Yeah, I don't know. I think partner, right? Spouse or partner is what people
spouse?
Are texting for common law type
not
couples.
Spouse. Can I call Coral my spouse right now?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No. You're not even living in the same building.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You have a fiance, the end.
She's my little kitten, you guys.
Is she poop in a box?
I wish she would. She uses so much toilet paper.
Oh, my God, Pepper.
Use some kitty litter once in a while.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Weekday mornings on Kiss 91.7.
What?
I don't know what you want to know.
Your girlfriend eats baby food, so you've stocked your pantry with baby food?
Yeah.
I like this. We're learning more about your girlfriend.
Well, I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't
because
have said
slowly
it.
Slowly but surely,
no.
You're revealing little bits and pieces about this mystery girlfriend. They were out in public a couple of times. You won't allow any of us to meet her or give us anything like that. We don't even know her name.
Nope.
We have no idea how tall she is.
No.
We don't even know if she has all her limbs.
Super short.
Okay, is she super short?
Uh-huh. 3'2".
Really?
No.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know how tall she is.
Well, it might explain why she eats baby food.
No, oh my God, Dylan. She's
Wait a sec.
What?
She's not a baby, right?
No, she's not a baby.
Okay,
good.
Right. I just wanted to confirm. Okay.
As I'm cleaning out my pantry, I don't know where I'm going to put her little section, right? Because
Do you think that's what I want to talk about?
The fact
where you're going to put her baby food?
Well, yeah, because that's what we were talking about, how I'm cleaning out the pantry and getting everything organized.
I'd like to talk about why she likes baby food.
I don't know. That's not on me.
And how did that conversation come about? Did she just bring some baby, had a little diaper bag with her, and she had some baby food?
Did she have a little
Tupperware with Cheerios in it with the lid so you can't spill it?
No, I got her like the fancier one that like comes in a container.
Avengers lunchbox?
No! Although she might like that, I'm not sure. Hard to say. Yeah. I don't know. She loves
like the little jars of baby food.
No, they come in these little plastic things now.
And yes.
Like,
oh, the squeeze.
With the little, okay, like squeeze juice thing. Boxes.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So she just carries that with her when she wants a snack.
No, I store them in the pantry.
Okay, so when she comes over, she's like, I like a snack, and she grabs like what, sweet potato puree or
no?
Or, okay,
well, I don't know. Sweet maybe. I don't. I got a variety.
Peas and carrot puree.
What, no, what is more, okay. More of the ones that are fruit that I are the ones I picked up. Right?
Okay,
like an apricot. I don't know.
Well, what is the difference between that and applesauce? I don't know. I've never eaten baby food. I've prepared baby food,
right?
Because
yeah.
I have children.
Why didn't you eat it?
Why don't I eat cat food when I'm feeding the cats? Because that's for them, and I eat grown-up food.
Yeah, but, like, everything for babies is better, right? Even, like, the shampoo, no tears.
Does she use that as well?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know, though.
Okay.
But, like everything for the, like, we treat babies the best, so why wouldn't baby food be the best?
Like, it's the most pure. It has the least amount of additives in it.
Probably.
I've never looked at the ingredient
list.
Yeah,
less additives. Of preservatives.
Yeah, because everyone.
I made my own baby food. When
everyone.
We had kids.
Oh, look at you.
Well, I did. It was cheaper. It's way cheaper.
Everyone looks after a baby more than they look after themselves
because they need it.
So, the theory, I'm guessing.
Imagine if you treated a baby like you treated yourself, Dylan.
I'm guessing that that's good, right?
Sorry, I'm just, it's strange that she eats baby food. Can I ask her age or will you not reveal her age?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Is she over 25?
Yes.
Okay, so it's strange that she eats baby food.
What?
917-917, is it strange that it's somebody over 25 eats baby food?
I'll defend her because I think that's a great idea.
But again, you lose credibility when you had a cat, you fed the cat, you ate some of the cat's food off the lid.
It's different. Every time you make a smoothie, you're having baby food.
Basically.
You're grinding up your food so you can drink it.
That's it.
But I put different things. I put protein in it. I put spinach or ginger in it.
I bet you that's
you're
all
making
baby
it harder
food
for
is,
me
right?
Here.
Just because it's pureed. I feel bad for her that she has to go to the baby section. You should just have a section of pureed food.
Honestly, she just buy, like if have you been?
She doesn't buy. I buy it.
Okay, but have you been to her house?
Yeah.
Does she have baby food in her pantry?
Everywhere.
Like for dinner, will she just have baby food, or is it more of just I need a snack? I feel like a treat.
It's a good lunch.
Is it a side for her or is it a main like it is for babies?
No, it would be like a snack, I think.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that...
Does she know how to use a fork and knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen it happen.
Learning more about your girlfriend every day.
Yeah. That's... Listen, that wasn't what was important here. It was important that I don't know where to put it in the pantry because these are new things for me,
How
right?
many people have you dated that eat baby food?
Zero.
Okay. So this part is kind of important.
Well, no, that's just, it's new. Like, because this is exactly it. I've never had a section for baby food. I've never had it. My mom's never wanted baby food. The time Arlo comes over every now and then, I put it like there's a little Arlo section.
Right. Your nephew eats more solids than your girlfriend. I'm just wanted to put that out there, Dylan. Okay.
We don't know for sure.
Do you make pablum for her a little bit? If she's feeling a little weak, do you give her some formula? Some Emulac?
No. Why are you doing this?
I'm just asking.
Why?
Because you told us that your girlfriend eats
loves baby food. Yeah.
As a snack, not a...
So why don't you today...
Will she eat a pork chop? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
We haven't had a pork chop together.
Yeah, really?
No. Why don't you today, just because you're being all judgy...
Yes.
You are judgy.
Buy some baby food. Like the jar.
Hey, can we get some baby food in
here
this morning?
You want me to go get baby food?
Yeah, because we can all try it so you can see that baby food's awesome.
It's really good.
Okay, the fruit stuff I can get because it's pretty close to applesauce, right?
Well, this is what I'm saying. That's what she's eating.
She's not eating the vegetable stuff?
I don't know for sure, but I didn't buy any of the vegetable
stuff.
Pat,
if you're going to go do it, get a wide variety, okay?
Do we really want the vegetable stuff, though?
We have to try it. Dylan's girlfriend swears by it. It's what makes her bacon strong.
Okay.
This is why I don't say anything about her, by the way.
It's starting to sound like you might have to put it on the bottom shelf so she can reach it.
Okay, yeah. Everyone's so funny.
He won't reveal much about his girlfriend, so we don't.
I wonder why.
Don't know if she can get through the night without having an accident yet, but we know she eats baby food and that she's short. Therefore, she might be a baby. We're not 100% sure.
No.
All right, Pat, if you want to go and get some baby food, I'll eat my words.
Yes, and you'll love it. You will.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on Kiss.
It's Taste Test Tuesday. Here's the history behind today's Taste Test Tuesday. Dylan, who is very private about this new girlfriend he has. He slipped up. We don't know her name. We don't know anything about her. We've never seen a picture of her. We've never heard her voice. You know what? To be honest, I don't know if she exists. But Dylan slipped up and said, She likes baby food. He said, hey, where do I put my girlfriend's baby food in my pantry?
Aha! That's right.
Gotcha!
Yes.
Something new about your girlfriend.
Yes.
She likes baby food.
Right.
To which I said, are you dating a baby?
No.
And then you, like always, got the whole army of our audience behind you and said, yeah, I'm eating baby food. Totally normal, dude.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, not going to knock it till I try it. So we've got baby food.
This is perfect. Listen, I don't
understand. Jesus, Pat, how much did you spend on baby food?
Honestly, it was pretty cheap. It was like $13 for all those.
This is the organic stuff. You don't want to give baby something that's not new, natural.
But look at $13 for all of that?
Yeah. So, and Robin's,
I don't know why you're
expensive.
Eating regular food.
I'm going to forego the fruit stuff because I'm assuming, like,
just take a little sip.
They're all like applesauce. And I imagine they're pretty. They're,
well,
they're
any that you don't use, I'll take to my girlfriend.
Yeah, perfect, right?
She'll be happy.
Oh, Robbie, this one's for you. Baby Gourmet, Wildberry, Rhubarb, Kale, and Quinoa.
Yep. There
you
rhubarb go. Is okay. The one I wanted.
Okay, so it's a picky baby.
All right. I don't want pear because I know it's going to be like apple. I made baby food when my kids were babies. Right? So I know that's just strained pear.
That's fine. But the ones I'm curious about here.
I would have just got the...
Well, you got apple beet flax. I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
What kid goes, Mom, can I have more flax
and beets? Okay. That's exactly why I bought that
one. So which one are you trying?
So, do you want me to start with chicken casserole or spaghetti?
Chicken casserole. Spaghetti's going to be great.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. What do I do here? Do they not come in jars anymore?
There was jars, yes.
There were jars? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now I'm just going to put the... It's like an IV bag.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to pop it. And what do I just...
Just suck.
Like I just
push and suck.
Suck on the bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Oh, I push and suck.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh,
come on. Chicken casserole not
good?
It can't
be that bad.
Oh, God. Baby, I don't like. Oh, God. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, what? I never had that one.
I wouldn't
get chicken. That would be weird.
See, babies,
their
brain isn't fully formed. They don't know what they like and don't like. Because I tell you, any smart baby would, this is why they spit
take
up.
Take another hit.
This is why they do it. Okay? Because that is terrible.
Come on, take another hit. Maybe
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Did you shake it? Did you move it around? Maybe it's, shit, I don't know.
I gotta swish it around like mouthwash?
Listen, I don't really know.
Okay. I don't want to take another one.
Listen, I wouldn't have bought that one. Chicken, you're the one that wanted to buy it.
Here's my review of chicken casserole baby food.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
Okay, very good.
Not you want to take,
okay, so let me put this aside here.
Yeah, okay.
That anybody have any hungry babies? You can swing by because there's a full chicken casserole waiting for them. Okay. Spaghetti bolognese.
Bolognese.
Get rid of the G, for God's sake. All right. Here we go.
I imagine this. Like, I can't see this one being bad.
Spaghetti and meat sauce and tomato
I don't,
pureed into a sauce.
Yeah, why would
you
that be bad?
You can't see that being bad?
Not at all. Chicken, I could. This one, I can't.
Would they be better if you heated them up, perhaps?
I don't know. Try it, though.
They
I
seem
don't think you can microwave those.
Yeah, okay. All right.
There you go. This one's good.
Oh, that's terrible.
Is it not good?
It is fundamentally terrible on every level.
Come on.
Is it, Robbie? It
can't be that bad.
Okay, well, be my guest. What do you want? You want spaghetti?
Your mouth was all over that one.
Oh, yeah, good point.
There was give him the chicken one. The
fruity chicken?
Fruity chicken.
Fruity chicken. Here, Robbie.
Fruity chicken sounds awesome.
Here's my review on baby food spaghetti.
Okay. Not great. Not great. I'm hearing not great.
Yeah. I want to cry.
No.
What's going to happen to my poops?
What? You remember back in the day? I think they're black.
That's why I'm a little concerned.
Okay, Robbie, what do you got?
All right, you try this.
Okay, so
fruity
this is it.
Chicken. So
fruity
that's,
chicken.
That's what? Apples and chicken?
Carrots, chicken, onions, rice.
That sounds like a whole meal.
Yeah, okay, I see.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, here you go.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty good.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't believe you.
What's not to like?
Yeah, it's true.
The taste is where I started.
You don't have to chew.
Yeah.
That's a real pain.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like a yogurt
for
with
those
a little
who don't like chewing, okay?
Mm.
Oh,
see, Robbie's into it.
No,
once you get going,
Robbie.
It's like a gravy.
Right?
Oh.
Robbie's got a new food to add to his
cabinet. Give me the one you like.
Yeah, which one do you want?
Come on, you little baby. Okay, give me that one.
Okay. There's chicken casserole, okay?
Yeah, Robbie's
you don't have
into
to
it.
Put your mouth around it. You just kind of
here's a Kleenex wipe off the mouth part.
Yeah, that'll do it. There. You know how disgusting I am?
Well, no. Okay. I don't.
Okay.
Do you want to get into that?
Chicken casserole. This is probably pretty close.
This is the worst one I've ever had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty plain.
Plain?
It's not as good as the fruit mix one.
Plain crash.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a little too, it's too potato-y.
Okay.
So not enough salt.
Not, if you put a bit of baby salt in this.
Yeah. Baby salt. Okay. So Robbie, your review on chicken dinner, whatever
why
that was.
Why not?
Okay. He said, why not?
There you go. Right.
You don't have to cook.
All right. Here we go.
Exactly. Apple, and you get three of those for $3, Robbie.
Apple, beet, and flax. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Come on. You're going to like this.
I'm going to like this more because it doesn't have pureed meat in it.
No, you're going to love it. Okay. How could you not like that?
That's really good.
See?
That's really good.
And those are the ones that she has.
Oh, no, it's not anymore.
Uh-oh, what happened now?
That's the flax.
Did they leave the dirt from the beet? Oh, goodness.
Well, the beet is supposed
is that
to
the
taste thirsty.
That hit me, right? I don't know. Okay. It's very complex flavor profile, Dylan. Wow. The apple's good, the beet's good, then the flax just takes you to a new level.
Well, there you have it.
Okay, so Dylan, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
The fruit stuff?
Makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
Mm, chicken.
That's what she likes. The chicken one's not for her.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try a pear. I imagine the pear is really good.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, the pear is going to be... Yeah. Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, right?
But that's just applesauce, right? With less...
But that's what
it's
I'm saying.
Sauce. Those are,
I don't buy her the chicken ones. Yeah. My pantry only has, like, delicious-sounding ones. If I, like, when I look, I'm like, oh, that sounds delicious. I don't go, yeah, well, I'll put chicken and casserole in a bag.
That's what I'm saying. Eating baby... That's what I thought you meant when you said she
eats
baby food. All right.
Cheese baby food.
Robbie.
Is that one good?
That's like dessert.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Okay, let's really quickly tell you all the latest news with the Pepper and Dylan first ever speed dating. It took us 17 years to figure out we should get involved with this, but we are involved. February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, we are doing Pepper and Dylan speed dating. Okay? We've trusted Connie, who runs an operation, an outfit, as my mom would call it, called Date and Dash. So she knows how to do it, all the ins and outs. She can execute the evening flawlessly. And she's going to kind of manage the entire event on February 13th at Central Social Hall, the downtown location on Jasper Ave.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going to be. It's going to be roughly 2 hours, between 7 and 9. We're getting a lot of people emailing the show off hours saying, like, I heard about this speed dating. I want to get in. How many have we received, Robbie?
Just the whole bunch.
Yeah. Thanks for the
How
accuracy.
How many, Robbie? 17? 18?
So we will be selecting 15
just
girls.
A whole bunch,
and
man.
15 guys. A total of 30 people speed dating. 6 minutes each speed date. And the age range, roughly, we would prefer between 30 and 45. You kind of have to do that. Like, if this is successful, like we've been saying, every speed dating will have a different theme.
Did you choose 30 and 45 because that's the difference between you and your fiance?
Hey.
Is that the reason? Is the exact age gap between the two of you?
It's not the exact. I'm 47, Dylan.
And she's how old?
Significantly younger, Dylan.
Would she and you fit into this age gap?
Yes, we would, Dylan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just, yeah, that's why we did
reading
it.
45, I realize I would not be allowed to come if we weren't hosting. Okay. But anyway, so starting on Monday, okay? Monday the 6th is when we will start to select people who are interested to do this. It's, you know, you're sick and tired of online dating, which we're getting a lot of. And it's a new way to, like, the first date is your speed dating date, right? So then you decide, yeah, I would like a date with this person. That ends up kind of being your second date.
How's this causing problems for you, though?
Well, it's kind of a long, I don't know if it's a long story, but I need everybody's opinion because it's put me in a really awkward position on what I should do with this. Because I don't know if it's happened to you, but since we announced this speed dating, I've had a handful of friends that want to get involved. Like, they want to get snuck in on the list.
Yeah, 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 me too.
Has that happened to you, Robbie? Yep. We have some people that are like, oh, can you guys put me in on the speed dating? I'd love to give it a try.
Right.
And I have one particular friend who has said he wants in.
But?
Well, because he's single. Because he and his wife split up 10 days ago.
Oh, fresh.
10 days ago.
Days ago.
Was it his decision to split? How did that go?
No.
So he's on the rebound.
She made the final call, but I think he's accepted that it makes sense. He's gone through the entire... Dylan, I can confirm he's gone through the entire emotional cycle. I can confirm that that is complete.
In 10 days?
Right? The anger, the frustration, the questioning, the wanting, all of those things that you research online when you're at the depths of losing a relationship. I think he's almost completed that. He certainly will by February 13th, right?
Yeah, but so, do we want to bring him into the mix?
Well, I don't know. He's kind of reboundy, right? Yeah, because what if he meets somebody and she likes him and he likes her, then he's all rebound. Like, he'll like every single one.
Here's the question.
Because he just wants some.
What
right?
are we What are we trying to achieve here? Are we love, trying to achieve love? Or like are we just trying to achieve people hooking up?
I guaranteed one long-term relationship will come from our speed
well,
dating.
Well, if you're trying to guarantee love, this guy just wants it.
But
nah,
how do you know?
Because it's been 10 days. He doesn't even know yet.
How long was I after the wedding, the marriage broke up?
I'm not answering these questions. No. This isn't a question, it isn't for me to answer. You can do your own.
No, it was 12. Wasn't it 12 days? 16 days?
It was short.
I mean, that one didn't ultimately end up lasting, but I got a good couple years out of it, right? You can meet somebody 10, 12 days later. This will be, by the time we do our speed dating, it's February 13th, right? So that will be... roughly 25 days, almost a month since the marriage ended.
I mean,
they had a long marriage, 3 kids.
Tech says that dude is so not ready.
He's not ready.
Probably even not. For people that have been searching for love, let him go through like the Tinders and the Hinges for a while.
But he fits the profile. He's a guy. He's single. He's between the ages of 30 and 45. And he seems like he's really interested. And he's asked for a spot. Now, again, I don't want to rob somebody else of that spot. But the question remains. Mm. And I'm put in an awkward position to say, dude, you're not ready to do this.
Yeah, but that's what friends
do
are
I know?
For.
He would say you were, and I'd be like, oh, you got me there.
No, but it didn't work out because you weren't ready. You didn't do the work.
We got a good 3 years out of it, though.
And
right?
Were they good?
For the most part.
Were they good?
What relationship is good all the time? So that's a no for you, Dylan?
I'm not going to make that call because I don't think that's fair. Everyone is different. But I would say that people that are showing up that have been searching for a long time, that have been on all the dating apps, that have spent 2, 3, 5 years searching for Mr. or Mrs. Right, I think that they might be hurt by
that. They deserve frontline access, not this guy that's just lost his marriage a month ago.
Yeah, because like, I think he's got to mourn. He's got to go out. He's got to, like, there's a lot of phases that he still has to do. Like, sure, you might feel ready. Yeah. And sure, you could throw yourself into someone else's arms. Mm-hmm. And sure, that might be okay, but how did it end?
Not great. You're right.
Oh boy.
You're right.
I believe it ended with you in rehab.
Everybody has their rock bottom.
Sure. No, and I'm not. Okay. There's no reason that I'm just saying we wait.
Robbie, how are you against it as well? Is 1 month not long enough to mourn a marriage and jump into speed dating?
I think we'll have so many people who are, like Dylan said, I've been searching for a long time who want to participate.
Okay. So if you're interested, starting Monday, we will start getting 15 men, 15 women between the ages of 30 and 45. Dylan.
Interesting. I've never heard this. Jenny texted in. Nope. He has to wait 1 month for every year they were together.
No, I have heard that
I've never
before.
Heard that before.
Yes. And I think they were probably together for the better part of, I'm guessing, I don't know, but between like 17 and 20 years. So he's got to wait 20 months to start dating again? That seems insane.
That's pretty rigid.
Like I get 1 month, but like 1 month to a maximum, you know? It's like a sale. You know? Like you have to wait 1 month for every year you've been together.
Up to 6 months?
Up to 6 months. And then it's kind of all the same, is it not?
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
It depends. It all depends.
Is there any chance they'd get back together? The fact that you say it like that, then absolutely not.
No, good point. No. All right, get out.
All right.
Someone's also asking, is the public available to come watch this spectacle?
It's not the Seaquarium.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't want people watching me on my awkward dates.
No, but if it goes well, we will do more of these, and we'll do them with different themes, right? Like same-sex couples and different age groups. We want to really kind of get involved with this, so we hope it does go well, and how we measure if it'll go well is if at least one person gets married.
Just one.
That's it.
But one has to.
That's right.
And it won't be the guy that just broke up 10 days ago.
Who is technically still married. Good point.
Oh, boy.
Pepper and Dylan. Kiss 91.7.
Dylan is terrified of having to get on a plane in about an hour and 2 hours from now.
Yeah.
And because he has, he can't even explain it. He just has a weird panic, anxiety reaction that is, relatively speaking, new to him.
Yeah, it's only been like a year and a half.
So he's getting all sorts of advice. You had that woman a few minutes ago that said she's a hypnosis. Or
yeah, and she sent it, which I thank you so much. However, when I opened it, this is how my day is going.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie sent it. I'm like, oh, thanks. That's awesome. And I just click it. And it says, couldn't preview file. There's a problem with the preview.
Oh, no.
Right. And a comedian who I'm friends with, Ryan, he says, try bilateral stimulation.
Oh, Ryan Short. Mean?
No, not Ryan Short. It's Ryan Ash. Oh. A different one. Doesn't matter. The point being.
How many Ryans do you know?
I have a cousin named Ryan. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. 3 for 3. Bilateral stimulation and a butterfly hug, apparently, are things you should Google and try, Dylan.
Okay.
Who's this, Robbie?
This is yesterday. Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie has some info about the puke bag that you're worried about, Dylan.
Okay.
Because you're worried that it just ain't darn big enough.
Well, this has always been my fear because, like, I've never thrown up on a plane. Knock on wood. I hope I never do. But I always feel like at some point if it's too turbulent,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I reach for the bag and scare every passenger around me.
Yeah.
But and then I open the bag and I put my hand into it and I go, oh, God, this isn't enough.
There's not enough room.
This does not seem like, when I puke, right? And the other thing, whenever I've puked in the past,
mm-hmm.
like I have to get naked and into the tub, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's weird.
I can't puke with my shirt on. I can't have pants around my ankles while I'm puking. I can't. It just doesn't work for me. I need to be naked.
Just the fact that you're a tub puker is strange.
So then now I'm looking down at this tiny little entrance to a bag as if that's where I'm going to need to do it.
Well, Jamie, you've thrown up in an airplane bag before?
I haven't, but my brother has.
Okay. Wait, walk us through it. And sorry, try not to be disgusting, but is it effective? Is it a helpful bag?
It's not.
Uh-oh.
Like we didn't know, but he was lactose intolerant, and he got like a frappe from Starbucks.
That'll do it.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
And we were on our way to New Zealand, so it's like a 21-hour flight.
Oh, he's trapped!
Oh my God, that would be hell.
It was the first time we traveled with my dad because he's always overseas,
mm-hmm.
and he's sitting beside my brother and. Of course, it's not working, and he had to use the bag and completely went right through the bag and all of my dad's legs.
It is a strange material to hold vomit, I'll be honest. But isn't it kind of lined? Isn't it sealed on the inside?
I guess it depends on how aggressively you're getting
sick. Diapers are sealed and lined, and how do they work?
And would it hold it enough, or it's not big enough?
It didn't hold my brother's. So,
Dylan needs like a paper grocery bag at the back of the seat.
Well, I need bigger than that.
Okay. So no is the answer. No. So what is your alternative? You have to bring your own bag now? Well, I'm surprised they don't charge you extra for the vomit bag now.
The problem, right? Maybe at the end. And then my fear, then I think I have a panic about the fear that if I throw up and I miss and then someone's got to clean it up.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
It's a dangerous cycle that you're in, Dylan.
I don't like any of it. I always thought, it's been in my head and I've never had to do it, but I've always thought if I take my hat off, and I could throw up in my hat.
No, you can't throw up in a hat.
But it's wider, right? There's more room in there. This seems like that's a good amount. These are things that go through my head.
Try to make it to the bathroom.
It's going to be a mess. No, I could never do it in a bathroom on a plane.
Is your bathroom, the airplane bathroom, not a place of reprieve for you?
No.
What about getting up and going for a walk?
Yeah, but nobody likes that.
No, they get annoyed. Well, nobody likes somebody that's throwing up next to them either, Dylan. It's the lesser of two evils.
Here's the plan. I'm not going to throw up.
Okay.
And I'm going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
If I can get this hip.
Splash some water in your face, like anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, these are all things I try. Like, don't get me wrong, but like, Nelly.
I don't want to go in this direction, but I just have to. I owe it to just my own thoughts in my head. Your brother's lactose intolerance and a flight to, where'd you say, New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah.
Okay, was it? Is it just a top-end lactose intolerance, or is it a bottom end, too?
I think it's both.
Oh, that's a hell of a flight you don't want to have, isn't it? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You're trapped for 23 hours on a metal tube, and it's just...
Not ideal.
Oh, okay, love you. Thank you very much.
Love you. Thank
All right,
you.
So according to her, the puke bag just ain't enough mm-hmm. when if you get sick on a plane.
As if we didn't know that.
Right, we, yeah.
Well,
I've got
they have to have tested, haven't they?
Well, what did
they just look and go, back? Good enough? No.
I don't know, but if I sit in the seat and there's not one in front of me, I have instant panic. And then what I never want to do is ask my neighbor if I can have theirs, because then they're going to have instant panic for sitting next to me.
Well, and how do you switch?
Right?
Spring a Ziploc, some people are saying. A big freezer bag Ziploc.
Would have helped had I done that now before.
Wow. You can stop on your way there, make a quick stop.
Oh, my God.
I'll help you, Dylan. I'll be your flight
companion. Can I use your hat when mine gets full?
Which one am I wearing?
It's a Bills one. Probably
you can't wear a football.
Okay, no. Ryan, I'm just checking.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Okay.
This is what you're going to have to deal with.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Weekday mornings on Kiss 91.7.